You're listening to SBS News.
The Baha'i Temple in Sydney is one of just eight around the world, but the peaceful setting masks a complex history of persecution that followers of its faith have struggled against since its founding. Human rights groups are now warning that Baha'is are increasingly being targeted by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen's civil war. Brisbane-based Lee Kasafi's sister and brother-in-law are two of 24 people facing criminal charges carrying a possible death penalty. She says her sister has been forced into hiding.
I was shocked, I was afraid and panicked about what happened to my sister and her husband. And I don't know, it's something so complicated for me. They're hiding for just to keep them safe, in safer places. But I'm just in panic and I'm so afraid for her.
Amnesty International Yemen researcher Rashid Mohammed says the persecution of Baha'is has worsened during the civil war, a conflict still trying to find peace through ceasefire and prisoner swap talks.
There is an increased number of Baha'is being persecuted and prosecuted because it is my analysis that this is being done so the Houthis can have an upper hand in negotiations during meetings with the Prisoners Committee, which is run by the UN Envoy's office to Yemen.
A charge sheet obtained by SBS News confirms those facing charges are accused of foreign espionage and the abandonment of religion. This includes a Baha'i leader in Yemen, Hamad bin Haidarah, who is currently fighting a death sentence. He is one of six followers of the faith being detained in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Ms. Mohammed says the list of those facing charges includes eight women and a child.
We've seen anything but fair trial procedures being implemented by the Houthi authorities. Therefore, that is why we're extremely concerned for those 24. Many of these 24 are in hiding or are on the run, and they are at risk at any minute, including children amongst that list.
Baha'ism was founded in Iran in 1863, where followers have historically faced persecution. The religion believes that the prophets of all major world religions, including Buddha, Jesus Christ and Muhammad, and their own spiritual leader, Baha'u'llah, are manifestations of one God. Its roots in Australia date back to the 1920s. Natalie Mobini is the Baha'i community's representative to the Australian government. She says many members of Australia's Baha'i community have faced ongoing persecution for their beliefs.
It took in an influx of Baha'is in the early 1980s following the revolution in Iran, when widespread persecution broke out against the Baha'i community there. So there are a substantial number of members of our community who experienced persecution themselves in Iran and are now horrified to see the beginning of a similar kind of case in Yemen.
Ms. Mobini says the accusations against those facing charges in Yemen are baseless.
I think it's heartbreaking for Baha'is to see, and there's no basis whatsoever for those charges other than their religion. They're a vulnerable group in a war-torn country. The Baha'i community is really hoping that justice will prevail here, that the death sentence will be quashed, that the charges against the 24 will be dropped, that the six prisoners will be released, and that the community will be able to go back to living their lives and practicing their faith in safety.
Australian politicians have joined the fight for charges to be dropped. Australian MP Peter Khalil says last year Australia signed a joint public statement of concern condemning persecution of Baha'is in Yemen.
The evidence is pretty clear-cut that this is a politically and religiously motivated attempt to persecute the Baha'i in the Houthi-controlled territories. And we've seen that again, as I said, in Iran in the past, who are obviously sponsors of the Houthi rebels in the civil war in Yemen. The difficulty, of course, is that because of the civil war in Yemen, the normal diplomatic channels and diplomatic avenues are unavailable, and it becomes very, very difficult to make representations on behalf of these people.
Lee Kasafi is still in contact with her sister. She prays for an end to their persecution.
I tell her that we all the world, they are behind you, and they try to get a good decision for you. But I always tell her that God is there and you should pray, and we all pray for her.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.